The Tampa City Council today voted to delay for 90 more days a new plan on expanding the ability to write code enforcement violations in the city. Neighborhood activists said the ordinance does appear to be stronger than current law, but expressed concerns about how several other city departments will be able to issue citations and impose fines. But Councilman Charlie Miranda said he didn't think it was fair for the city to crack down on citizens who live in homes that could be out of compliance.
But I don't want to see somebody who buys a house in good faith and doesn't know about this to be penalized and then have to go back and have all these fines against them and all these, the propeller of society come after them and everyone else. They did nothing wrong. And that's what I want to bring up.
Councilman John Dingfelder said Miranda had a point, but said that it was only fair that homeowners do their own due diligence and take responsibility as well.
They're plunking down, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to buy these homes. They have to check with the city. Is that house under code enforcement action? You know, is there liens on that house? Is there a legal or an illegal use in that house? That's the kind of due diligence that one would expect that, you know, a purchaser needs to do. And if they're not doing it, then they're listening to us. They need to do it. Because at the end of the day, it can't be the city's responsibility to just kind of waive that out of sympathy after it's done and just let that single-family house become a multifamily house or whatever the code violation might be.
But neighborhood activist Susan Long said the issue had been debated and discussed for too long, and the council needed to act now.
I was one of the original people on the Citizens Advisory Council's code when this first came up. And it has been hashed and rehashed. It is not perfect. I don't think it's ever going to be perfect. I don't know a code that we have that is perfect. The issues Councilman Miranda brought up are issues that have existed long before this. This isn't going to affect it, pro or con. Totally irrelevant to this particular thing.
But Spencer Cass from the Virginia Park Neighborhood Association said most of the code enforcement violations occur in the poorest parts of Tampa. It said that simply finding those out of compliance will never cure the problem.
Violations are a symptom of these people having problems. It's really easy to go in and just cite people. It's something else to help them to get into compliance. Now, the city does have some small programs that provide small amount of help for if you're elderly and you're truly destitute, but that's clearly not sufficient. When Mayor Freeman was the mayor, she had a program that didn't involve the city, that involved neighborhood leaders, and we had an 80% compliance rate. Clearly, we can't go back to that. There were problems with that system. But there needs to be an overall change in approach in how we handle these code cases.
Restaurant owner Rick Barsena sits on the city's code enforcement board. He said that council members need to understand the difficult position that members of that agency contend with on a regular basis.
I'm a citizen. We cannot determine what someone's financial capabilities are. When they come up for fine reduction and you see tears in their eyes and they're in a wheelchair and they can't do because they've got some type of ailment or some type of something that they don't have the ability to take care of and they have to wait on someone else or a diversion program, yes, it's going to go 2 or 3 years. But I need to caution you, when you set a standard, you should be setting a standard for everyone. And that everyone is able to deal with this in a fair and reasonable manner.
City Attorney Chip Fletcher interjected at one point to clarify that the proposal before the council did not grant city officials the ability to immediately impose a citation.
It's a notice, and there's a period to cure, and there's then if the cure period expires, there's a reinspection, and there's not a cure, then there's a fine. It's up to 21 days the way this is written.
City Council Chairman Thomas Scott admitted that he was ambivalent about giving code enforcement more power, but acknowledged that there is a problem in the city.
There are people who live in neighborhoods that are calling because houses have been abandoned. Nobody's not trying to do anything about it. And they're constantly calling us in regards to, and that's in poor neighborhoods as well, okay? And so there has to be a happy balance of how to address those kinds of concerns and issues.
City Councilman Joseph Catano said he didn't like the uniforms that code enforcement officials wear.
Where it's very intimidating when they go into a poor section where some people may not have the best education in the world, and they get intimidated by that person with all the brass that they're wearing and everything else. I asked Mr. Slater, when did this take effect? He said about 4 years ago. And I think it's very intimidating. And I really don't approve of the uniforms that they're wearing.
Debbie Harrington of the city's transportation department said the new ordinance is a way for the city to have more power on basic issues, including things like rights of way.
People are doing things every day without a permit, without maintenance of traffic. They just, you know, stop, start doing work. We do have people that go out, try to tell them to move on, you need to get a permit, but then the people are like, you know, what are you going to do about it? Well, there's nothing we can do. I mean, try to call the police department. So we do not have any teeth behind what we're doing. We're trying to keep the right-of-way safe.